So we are doing this a little differently than we've done some of the other ones.
Okay.
And the reason why is because we brought you in here for your endorsement interview. Mm-hmm. Ask you questions, get deeper on your policy, and all that kind of stuff. The problem is, yesterday, over the transom, we got some stuff that I think Dallas got for you.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
Didn't know if you had or not, so we didn't want it to be have you on camera when we...
It went all over town.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so our goal with this is we do need you on the record to answer some questions about this, but we did not want to bring in the entire group and feel like there's any kind of a surprise or anything. So you've got me, Donna, and Ronnie.
And I even have the envelope, because it's the fair thing to do. I have the envelope on the back.
Oh, that, you know, we don't know where it came from,
right.
But this is not exactly correct. Here's what's going on. Is we have an ongoing contractual dispute that involves some vendors and another customer, and this is a part of that. Ironically, this has all kind of come to a culmination since I stepped away from my position as president, and the annual report for 2012 here is not exactly accurate. I don't know why.
Well, tell us, just ask you a question. So when did you step away as president?
The end of 2011. So December 31st of 2011.
Okay.
But this has been an ongoing dispute, and because of that, there's very little I can say about it, but I do have a statement that's been cleared that you can have.
Okay.
But it is, all of these are part of one issue that the company is going through, contractual dispute.
Okay.
So why does it seem to be a number of different vendors?
Well, you know, we manage contracts. So this is just to give you a little how we do it. We have, we represent several national contract companies. And say, for instance, and this is, you know, let's just say Acme Company is a large user of goods. The way large users of goods operates now is that they participate with these national companies that manage contracts with a myriad of different vendors. And we're a middleman. So we actually bid to serve those contracts out. So, for instance, let's say a cup company will actually negotiate their pricing with this contract company. And the contract company uses this national array of customers. You know, their volume is leveraged to get the lowest price on a cup. And what we do is we go in and we negotiate to service the logistical end of that contract. So when there is an issue, if Acme Company has an issue with the contract, the national contract provider, then we're often caught up in the middle. You see what I'm saying? So they're representing, or they are working with the manufacturer, they're working with the person or the company providing the logistical end of the contract, and then they're representing the customer. When a contract goes south, then with a contract provider, then everybody, you know, is involved because they're the conduit.
Okay, so let me just try to, and again, we can use fake companies or whatever, but give me an example of your customer. Acme Hospital, Acme, you know, tell me got a customer.
I'll use the example of, say, HMA.
Okay.
HMA is a part of a national contract, and all of their purchases, at least 90% of their purchases, are made from this national contract.
And who would be, is that a distributor that we're talking about, or who's the national contract?
Like, all they do is handle the pricing. HMA, I think they're health trust, and this isn't the case. This isn't the one, but this is an example. Health trust is their contract provider.
Okay.
So health trust, their whole job, their whole business is going out and negotiating pricing for, you know, their clients. And they may have 20,000 hospitals across the country. Okay.
So they're trying to aggregate to get a better price on
exactly
hospital type.
That's how it works.
Okay.
And then I have to put in a bid with a national contract company to be able to service that contract. It's a completely transparent process. So the price of this cup is $5, and the hospitals at HMA know that cost is $5, and they also know what my margin is. So we add, it's a cost plus system. We add our cost plus the negotiated margin on top of that. And when they buy the goods from me, I charge them whatever they've negotiated plus my margin. But I don't own the contract. So when there's a dispute between Health Trust and HMA as a company, and for some reason the contract is null and void, then there's, you know, that's my connection. There's, you know, there's nothing I can do. So we're the middleman.
So tell me what is the value that you're adding? Why do they come through to you?
Well, you know, my service is I'm housing it. They don't, you know, we take in goods by the truckload. We're warehousers, and certainly you know, a hospital or anybody else doesn't necessarily need a truckload of anything. So what we do is we bring it in and we agree to stock it at certain levels, and we stock it at certain levels. And just to give you an idea of how it works. I'm not a regular, I don't sell to folks off the street very much because our company isn't set up that way. What manufacturers will do is that they will sell us goods at what's called an inter-dealer stock price for a contract company. And that price is artificially high, okay? So let's just say a truckload of something may cost us $120,000. I turn around and sell it to my customer for $100,000, and I have to provide what's called a chargeback or sales tracing to prove that I sold it to the right person. When I provide that documentation, they charge me back or rebate me back the money on the back end once I can show that I sold it to the right person at the right price.
So that's to keep you from just
selling it to anybody? Absolutely. Okay. But the problem with that is, I mean, we are in a position where we've got goods and we've got to sell them, but we can't compete with, let's say, like a Arrow Paper Company or a Jackson Paper Company, because their customer are, you know, small offices like this. They do some contract work as well, and you know, and they work out their deals, you know, contractually. But we are set up to sell to large end users. So when a contract goes bad, many times we find ourselves in the middle of a dispute, and that's what's happened this time.
So, who gets paid? Say we're back at HMA again. HMA is your customer, but they've got a pricing agreement with Health Trust or some kind of a contract with Health Trust. When you deliver, you're holding some goods in your warehouse for them. They call you up and say, "Hey, Jonathan, we need this, that, and the other." They bring it over to you. Do they pay you at that point?
Well, Health Trust, it doesn't work that like that for Health Trust. Typically what happens is we get paid that lower price by the customer. Okay? And when we provide the sales tracing, part of that is I have to pass up a percentage to the contract company. That's how they get paid. That's the question I'm asking. If you're asking.
Well, so I'm kind of actually, what I'm wondering is, somebody writes a check somewhere in here. Who do they write it to and when in the process?
Well, I'm going to get two checks.
Okay.
Or I'm going to get a check from the customer because I'm selling that good at that lower price. Mm-hmm. But we're still far apart because we know we sell at the reduced rate. Once I prove that I've sold it, then the vendor, the manufacturer, has to make me whole. Mm-hmm. But what happens when there's a contract dispute without warning is I can't sell the good to the customer because, you know, they're not going to give me my back end money. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So they're saying there's a particular customer we're no longer doing business with. You can't sell it. We're not going to give you your charge back if you sell to them.
We're not going to give you your charge back if you sell to anybody. There's nothing. Yeah.
Okay. So what do you? I mean, what we're looking at here in the paperwork are a number of different vendors.
That's right.
Who have put us into Hinds County Court,
mm-hmm.
saying this is owed to us.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you owe the vendor?
Because I have to pay the vendor.
Okay.
So I have this statement that talks about, because there's very little really that I can say because it's ongoing. But what happens is I am invoiced at the higher price. It's like I described to you. I have to provide a backup that I've sold the item at the lower price to the correct customer. When the contract all of a sudden is no longer in play, the issue happens or occurs when I'm stuck with the goods. I can do two things. I can return it. They won't let me return it. I'm stuck. Or I can sell it at a loss.
So, okay.
Pass me that statement while y'all talk.
Why couldn't you return this stuff? I mean, it's $100,000 worth of stuff. Why can't we return that?
It's collectively over. They won't let you. I mean, they just flat out, you know, they want the money. They're big companies. And we're in the process of working all of that out. Unfortunately, for us, we're just caught in the middle. I mean, that is the issue. But this has been going on a long time. We've had to do what we had to do. But the bottom line is, this is what happens in business. You know, you have issues like this. We have disputes. We will resolve it. But I can't say this, and this must be off the record.
Let's go back on the record, and then if you want to go off, you can. Have you tried to negotiate with them over that price?
Because
this doesn't indicate that there's been a lot of response in what we have.
We are working with them. In fact, I have been in touch the result of this, you know, I've been in touch with an attorney in the last 24 hours. So, yes.
Did you not have an attorney before then?
No, we have an attorney. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is that?
It's a business matter that is unrelated to the campaign. And I understand you guys. You guys are the press. I don't want to get into it, but yes, we have an attorney.
So, from the way the documents read, you seem to, through this process, have not been represented and occasionally not shown up because we have some summary judgments. What's going on there?
Here's the off the record again. Can we be off?
Well, we're going to need that answer.
People are going to ask when we put these documents out later.
You know, all I can say is this. These contracts were in place and are no longer in place. So,
when did those contracts go into place? Was it while you were still president?
The original contract was in place. Yeah,
okay.
when I was president. But this all happened, post 2012. So, and I forgot what was your original question.
My question was the summary judgments. Why does it seem like you weren't represented throughout this process?
Because here's where we are when we're talking about negotiating. I don't know if I can. I'm sorry, you guys. This part's going to have to be off the record because I'm no lawyer. And this is what I was told. I can tell you. In fact, I probably should leave it there. I will say this: we are in negotiation to handle this matter with all of the vendors.
So, what is your ongoing role at the company?
Oh, I stepped away. I took a leave at the end of 2011, which the Secretary of State has on file. If you go and look,
took a leave.
Yeah.
Why did you take a leave?
I've been running a campaign. I'm not there every day.
And are you still an officer in any way? Are you on the board? Are you?
No, I mean my role ended, I don't want to say ended. I resigned as an officer in 2011 because I was not going to be there day to day.
Did you know this was happening then?
No, I didn't. We didn't know that it was going to. No, we didn't know it was going to be that far.
Do you still have a financial interest in the company?
Never had a financial interest in the company.
So you just work salary.
Yeah, my mom owns the company. Blackstone.
And her name is
Jean Lee.
Ruby Jean Lee. Mm-hmm. Is that her name? Mm-hmm. So you always got a salary, but you never owned any of the company ever.
No, it's no. My mother owns 100%.
I thought you present yourself as a business owner.
You know, no, I don't. I say I run a business. I don't present myself as a business owner. I run a family business, and of course, you know, in time, if my mother should leave before I do, then of course, you know, there's a succession plan. But no, our company is flat out owned 100% by my mom.
Now, we did see,
and she is acting. It has been acting president since.
That's her title, is acting president.
Well, she is president. Okay. She's acting as president. She's president, and you can verify that.
Okay. One second. So we saw one. And I put a copy of just that page in there at the end, but mm-hmm. one that was in Indiana. Can you tell us at the very end? There's a judgment, I believe it is, in Indiana that popped up. I mean, it's mentioned in this other thing. We were actually running these reports on all the major candidates, mm-hmm. so that popped up last night. But are there any in courts other than Mississippi, other than that one?
Donna, I don't know the answer to that. I just hadn't had my finger on this, quite frankly.
And are you named in any of the legal documents by name?
My name, if they pull this thing that you pull, which is kind of baffling to me, I could be on as president. But no, I'm not. No, there's no personal culpability at all in this. None at all.
Okay, and then, so one of my questions is, you know, we're sitting here and you're running for mayor. Mm-hmm. And this looks like a sizable dispute on some level.
It's about $200,000.
$200,000.
Okay. I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know. That's not a fact.
Right. But you can't answer questions about it because you're in the middle of a legal dispute, which we understand mm-hmm. on some level. I mean, from a legal perspective. But how do we assure the voters that there's not more to it than you're saying in your statement, which it sounds like it's largely blaming whoever sent it out?
Well, here's all I can say is in business there are disputes, and in there, you know, we have the court system to deal with those disputes, and we have attorneys to help shepherd us through that situation. Uh-huh. And this is an ongoing dispute. And it's not over, you know, and we are going to have it resolved, but it's an ongoing dispute, just as the city or any other business is involved in legal disputes. Everybody has disputes. It's just part of doing business. And again, it's obvious to me that this is last 2 week kind of thing. Things pop up in the last 2 weeks, and sure, you know, I know that it looks. It looks bad, but all I can say is that it is a part of a greater picture. And since this is a private business, you know, it's something we can't talk about. Our company is still operating, you know, still moving. We're still moving product, and we are in the midst of dealing with this issue.
Well, let me ask you this, Regina Quinn. In her JP interview with mm-hmm. us, told us, at least partially, about her bankruptcies mm-hmm. because she knew it was going to come out. Mm-hmm. You haven't talked about this, to my knowledge, and talked about the fact that it may come out and kind of warned people about it. Why didn't you get ahead of this?
Well, two things. First of all, I believe Regina Quinn's issues were personal in nature. You know, she had a personal bankruptcy, and that's, you know, I think that is an issue. Mm-hmm. This is a dispute, and our company is not in bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. Our company is still functioning day to day, and we are in the midst of dealing with this issue.
Yeah, but the devil's advocate would say this is unresolved, and these judgments in our own, you know, it's Judge Priester signing them.
Oh, and yeah, so, he's the judge.
But that it's a local thing, and that this would, you know, that it's different from something that has at least been resolved on some level. People can make their decisions about that, don't get me wrong. But so I'm not in no way, you know, saying mm-hmm. that it's better or worse. But I guess I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around the fact, because you're right, obviously it was going to come out. at the end of the campaign, but that doesn't feel like the issue to me.
Well, to me, honestly, this is something that happens when you're in business. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. You all may have been involved in some type of legal dispute before. I don't know.
We have, but none of us are running for mayor.
Oh, not many
legal disputes.
But my point is, this is something that happens. It's a part of doing business, and we have to work those out. And we're still working them out. And this isn't over. This is one part of it. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is, it occurred after I left. I have not been a party of it. I've been running an office. I mean, running for office. And again, it's an ongoing dispute. I mean, what do you? Even if you're, we don't believe we're wrong in this. So if and it's not over. So do I do what I have to do to make it go away? No, we don't think we're wrong. So we've got to see it through. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate the timing that this happens, but. Bottom line is we're still working this through, and it is still an ongoing deal.
So let me just a couple factual sort of things.
Okay.
I just want to be clear that you're saying that you stepped down as president as of December 31st, 2011.
I don't know the exact date, but it was the end of the year of 2011. That's correct.
Okay. So going into 2012, you're thinking you're no longer president.
2012, I'm no longer president, and you can verify it on the Secretary of State.
And did no work for the company this past year?
I mean, it's my family business.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I still pop in, I still check in occasionally, but no, I'm not there every day. This is a full time thing.
So, and then
running for mayor.
You know, thinking sort of as a business person, because you're right, we deal with contracts, we have vendors, mm-hmm. we pay $100,000 to people here and there for usually printing things.
Right.
Looking at this, the thing that really stands out to me is this the order allowing examination of judgment debtor. Mississippi Products Incorporated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to me that this dispute has gotten this far. It doesn't seem like you get into an order to examine books and whatnot until negotiations have broken down. And so I'm wondering if there's anything else you want to say about the exact disposition of it at this point.
No, there's nothing else I want to say because... You know, it's a matter of it's something that we're working through,
okay.
And negotiations haven't broken down, but we still, you know, at the end of the day, we plan on seeing this issue through as we have other issues, and this is all part of the process.
And then the final thing is this in this. What are we going to call this? You're saying that a subpoena is to be issued to Mississippi Products Incorporated to be served on Jonathan Lee at 2457 Valley Street.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think your name is in this on March?
Oh, it's because it's on here. Absolutely. That's why.
So do you think that you all failed in somewhere in the process here to get your name off of?
No. I think that when they pulled... when they pull the Secretary of State, and I want to make sure I mean this is something I knew about. I know that we've been working through this, so I'm not saying I did not know. I'm just saying I haven't had my finger on it. Bottom line is I don't own the company. That's verified right here. It is a business matter. The company is still functioning. The company is not in bankruptcy. The company is still going along. And we're working through this issue. These vendors want to be paid, and our intent is to negotiate this and get them something. But we will not or cannot arbitrarily pay them because we're caught up in between the rock and the hard place.
Jonathan, this corporate annual report,
mm-hmm.
it's dated October 8, 2012, and your mother's, well, it's not an actual signature, but your mother's name is in the signature
mm-hmm.
line, and it has you as president. Why would your mother do that, make that error?
You know, I honestly, it may have been, you know what, it probably has been, these are, have you done this before?
Have I done this before? Probably in other ways.
They are, it is typically done online. It has probably been renewed, but I do know because I verified. I wish I had brought a copy. If you go and look at the corporate filings, it shows that
which we haven't done.
Yeah, and you can verify that on your own. The annual report is typically renewed. It's a point, you know, a point and click, and that may be where it is, but you can verify that.
Did you all do any kind of minutes or anything like that that set that process?
Oh, yeah, you have to have corporate minutes.
Okay, but I mean, do you have minutes that show that you stepped down and that somebody else
had responsibilities? Yeah, absolutely.
And then has that same thing happened at the bank? I mean, did you change signature cards? Did you go through any kind of process like that we could see?
Do you still sign checks?
Oh, that's not a, you know, that has nothing to do with
your corporate. Well, I mean,
do I don't sign checks because I'm not there.
Right.
But at the end of the day, yeah, I still have the authority, you know, to sign checks, even if I wasn't president, even if I was acting in a you know, a different capacity, I could have that. That's
well, I'm not saying that right. Just the authority. I'm just saying that you do corporate resolutions, even with the bank, mm-hmm. to set up who's an officer of what. I'm just wondering if you did that, so we can have some kind of.
We have a corporate minute book like everybody mm-hmm. else, and yes, it's indicated in the minutes
okay.
that you know that I am no longer.
It'd be
president.
Great to be able to see that.
I'm not going to be able to share that with you. It's a private company. It's not for media consumption. But the legalese is certainly there through the Secretary of State.
Can I ask you?
Sure.
And this is going to sound like a you can take it however you want. But why are you running for mayor while this is going on? Why don't you wait 4 years until it's resolved? If you can't sit here and provide us the evidence that this is wrong,
Donna, this has happened since I've been running for mayor.
Okay, but didn't you decide to run for mayor and? By late 2011, everybody had been talking about it.
No, so I'm saying this happened after this came to this point,
right.
After that fact.
Right.
After I had already stepped away.
But here's my question. There's a transparency, you know, one of the things we look for is transparency. Mm-hmm. That's very important to us and I think to the public, especially after Mr. Milton and mm-hmm. some of the things they've been through. And so we have this stuff, no matter where it came from. None
of
us know.
Yeah.
But we can't get good answers.
Because I mean, it's a private company. And it's not germane. Sure, I am out there.
So it's not germane?
No, I'm not going to say, well, yeah, it's not germane. It's a private company that's still functioning that I have officially stepped away from in terms of being president.
Okay.
And I know that personally, I'm on the hook. I mean, you guys are going to look under rocks and do everything else. Businesses go through disputes, and this is a dispute that is ongoing. It's not over. It's still, you know, we're still dealing with it. And at some point, we'll come to a resolution. And you know what? It may not go our way, but we're having to work through the process. The bottom line is this has nothing to do with my run for mayor. You know, at some point in life, if I remain in business, I could be sued again.
Right.
But does that preclude me from serving office? Absolutely not. I will dare say.
It was the transparency I was asking about. Understand that.
Well, it's the transparency does not extend to a business that I'm no longer president of. I mean, it has nothing to do with this run.
I think one of the things Donna may be getting at is if you go, and I'm talking off the top of my head, but I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure if I go to your website, somewhere in the first two sentences of the description of who you are is going
first
to be
words, businessman.
Is that you're a businessman.
I am a businessman.
And so we have a fairly serious business dispute here mm-hmm. that has, you know, come up over the transom as opposed to with some level of discussion with us prior to this mm-hmm. or with the media prior with it or any kind of disclosure. You're saying that it's a private issue. The way we're going to have to report it out, I think it would benefit everybody if you can't speak on the record to it, if you have an attorney that can speak on a record to it, because we need to get the dates right. We need to figure out who is in charge of what when these things were happening. I mean, I go back and look through this in the original what do they call them? Transfer things. You know, when it was kind of first happening is 2 weeks after you're saying you left as president. So you knew it was happening. I fully understand that these things
mm-hmm. yeah, they absolutely
go downhill and, you know, more things happen and more things happen. But you know, I think it...
I can say this. I did not know in December of 2011 that this was going to get to this point. Didn't know. Had no way of knowing.
Is this the first time y'all have been through something like this? Like,
oh, of this magnitude? Yeah, this is the first time we've been through something like this, of this magnitude, absolutely.
Have you had people come after you for judgments before that?
Have we been involved in legal? We haven't had judgments before, but this is not the first time we've been involved in a legal dispute.
But no judgments.
No judgments.
Because obviously that's the part that.
Oh yeah, and
not the facts. I mean, I think that should be clear that we're not asking these questions because you're having a legal dispute mm-hmm. with a vendor. We're asking these questions because of what these documents
mm-hmm. and how far some of it seems to have gotten.
Without resolution or whatever.
Well. As I said before, the process is still ongoing. We are still talking with attorneys and I have not been intimately as involved as I may have been, you know, if I were president. For sure, I know I haven't been as intimately involved as I would have been if I was president. But this is an ongoing business matter. And we're dealing with it. We are dealing with it. And at the end of the day, this has happened since I stepped away. All of this has gone downhill since I stepped away. I had no idea it was going here when I stepped away. But it's still something as a business that we have to work through. And bottom line is, you know, businesses have disputes. And we have the court system to work those disputes, and this is only one part of it. You can't know the whole picture, you can't see the whole picture, and I'm not even in a position to share with you the whole picture.
Right. Okay. So you hadn't told the public about this, obviously, or we would have known.
Well, I mean, no, I wouldn't. I mean, why would I have?
Do your major supporters and donors, did they know about this?
It's a business matter. They know now.
They didn't know before that.
Not really. It's a blip. I mean, it happens. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I haven't been involved. Now have I been aware? Yes. But this is something that's ongoing.
Anything else, Ronnie? Haven't asked anything.
Well, I've been sitting here listening to you, and I think several times now you've talked about this being something that you're that the company is negotiating. However, what I'm seeing, and I've been in business as well.
Of course,
I've been in court before. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, when I see default judgment,
right,
what that means to me is that no one's defending it. That your company, Mississippi Products, is not defending uh-huh. against this judgment. Uh-huh. So I guess my confusion comes in when you say you're negotiating, and yet here's this default that says you're not talking. The company is not negotiating. So
well,
we have
an attorney involved that's giving us advice on how we handle this.
So are you saying it's bad advice that you're getting?
No, I'm not saying no. I think that, you know, the advice is fine. I mean, mm-hmm. but you know, obviously there is a strategy involved in handling any dispute, and we're being advised on how we handle it, and. Quite frankly, I have not been there every step of the way. I just haven't. I've been running a campaign, mm-hmm. And it continues to be ongoing. And it's there. I see that. You know, I knew that you had all had it prepared, had a prepared statement, but the bottom line is. It's something that this company is going to go through, and at the end of the day, it may be that we have to pay the judgment. It may be that we can work something out with the company, but we are still dealing with it.
Well, be clear to me, and it bounces off your question. You had an attorney dealing with it all through this.
We have an attorney. Yes,
but all through last year.
All through it.
Okay, all through the process. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Ronnie.
Is there anything that you could provide us that shows anything that actually says we're in negotiation here?
Yeah.
Because
I believe it says it's an ongoing business issue and we're still going through, I mean, on the statement.
I understand that.
Right.
But that's not evidence.
That's a statement.
That's a statement. So what I'm looking for is something that you could show us that says, you know, this is the kind of thing that we've been doing in order to negotiate this.
I don't know if I can give you that. I don't know. But I am not intimately involved in this. I have not been there.
So okay. It seems like it would be to everyone's benefit if we could get a hold of your company's attorney.
I will definitely have the conversation, but you know, our attorney okayed the statement, and this is what you should say. Bottom line is, this is a separate issue. I really don't even think it's a fair story, quite frankly. It is a separate issue. The company is still functioning. We're still dealing with this, and you know, bottom line, I don't think it's germane to the conversation.
Explain to me why it's not a fair story.
But it has to do with the company, and it occurred after I left the company, which you can back up with fact. And the company is still dealing with the issue. Yes, we are tied up in a legal matter, and you know, and if you want to report that, that's fine. It's your, you know, but it has nothing to do with me, my personal finances. Are in order. The company is in good standing, just as it says here, and the company is using every remedy it has to go through this issue that occurred, you know, after I left. That's why I don't think it's, you know, a fair story. I think it is. It was dropped, and we all know why it was dropped. When it was dropped.
Well, okay, because I hear absolutely everything you're saying. I'm curious about this line that it's not a fair story. Do you feel like the public should not hear about this?
No, I'm not saying the public should not. Should the public hear that Mississippi Products is involved in illegal? I guess maybe I shouldn't say it's not news. I mean, Mississippi Products is involved in a contract dispute with some vendors and some other folks, and it occurred, you know, after I left, and it's my family company. I mean that's and those are all the facts.
Okay. What do y'all think? You want to let him get some water, take a break, and finish?
Oh no, I'm good. I'm really okay.
Okay. Can we bring the other guys in and start the rest of
the questions? Yeah.